road into Black Veil County wasn't much of a road at all. It was more like a jagged scar slashed into the landscape. Sharp rocks jutted along its edges, and the trees loomed close, their skeletal branches scratching at the ever-present mist-like claws. Seth's hands gripped the wheel of his battered SUV, his knuckles pale as he occasionally fiddled with the cracked GPS that had given up the ghost 30 miles back. "This is it," he muttered, squinting at the ghostly outline of a rusted road sign looming ahead. "The Vale's spine, Black Veil County, home of the infamous Red Fog." Kayla leaned forward from the passenger seat, adjusting the focus on her camera.
"So, what's the plan? Do we start with the spooky setup about missing hikers and mutilated survivors? Or just hit record and let the ambience do the heavy lifting?"
Seth smirked, his gaze locked on the narrowing road.
"Well, the vibes here are golden. Creepy, fog-cursed woods. The place practically sells itself."
"People are idiots,"
Marcus grumbled from the back seat. He slouched deeper into his hoodie, arms crossed, his disdain as thick as the fog outside.
"It's mist, not hell's waiting room."
Olivia sat beside him, stiff and silent, her eyes glued to the window as the scenery blurred into a surreal haze of gnarled trees and twisting shadows. Her fingers traced the edges of a worn, leather-bound book resting on her lap. A compendium of local legends she'd brought along.
"You don't get it,"
she said softly, her voice tremulous enough to make Marcus glance her way.
The fog has taken people. There are stories."
"Stories aren't facts, Liv," Seth cut in, his tone dismissive, but not unkind.
"That's why we're here, to show it's all just backwoods folklore."
He drummed his fingers on the wheel, flashing his signature grin.
"Relax. You'll thank me when we're rolling in subscribers."
Olivia didn't answer, her grip tightening on the book's weathered cover. Kayla swung her camera toward Marcus, her tone light but pointed.
"Cheer up, Marcus. You look like you're heading to a funeral."
"My brain's heading to one,"
Marcus retorted.
"This is a publicity stunt for debunking spooky fog. Riveting."
Kayla laughed, but it came out strained, the sound thin against the dense silence outside. The mist seemed to press closer, curling against the car.
"This is what we signed up for,"
Seth muttered, more to himself than anyone else. The headlights cut through the swirling fog, briefly illuminating the shape of a crooked wooden sign suspended from rusted chains.
"Welcome to Black Veil County,"
Kayla read aloud, tilting her camera to capture the letters carved into the weathered wood. Below them, a warning was scrawled in faded red paint.
"Turn back."
Marcus leaned forward, squinting at the sign.
"Real original, huh?"
Seth chuckled, though Olivia's face had gone pale. She flipped open her book, her fingers trembling as they skimmed the brittle pages.
"What's with the panic?"
Marcus asked, his sarcasm faltering.
"There's something about this road,"
Olivia murmured, her eyes darting over the text.
"The Vale's spine. It's not just a road. It's a boundary."